Hello, everyone. Welcome to this journey to the heart. Taking a moment now to gather any props, pillows, cozies, blankets that you might like to use during the practice. And allow yourself to find a comfortable position. Allow your body to get as cozy as possible. Adjusting the head, neck, shoulders, the hips and legs so that you can completely relax into the supports beneath you. Closing down through the eyes or softening the gaze for now. And ask yourself if you could become even 3.9% more comfortable, what would you do? Making any and all adjustments, wiggles, squiggles, tucks, shimmies, slides, shakes, smiles, anything you need to allow your body to be comfortable, cozy, symmetrical, and at ease, so that you may remain still throughout your practice today. And all there is to do now is listen, be open. There's nothing else required, no effort needed, no wrong way to practice yoga nidra. And as we all know, you may experience yoga nidra differently every time, even if you practice this session, this journey to the heart, a million times. It will land different. It will heal something a little different every time. Your experience is always unique to you, and it is exactly what you need today. You might drift in and out of conscious hearing, but remember, you will absorb what you need. You will hear what you need and take what is meant for you today. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in through the nose. Hold at the top. And through the mouth, sigh it out. And begin to become aware of sound now. Vibrations both near and far without needing to name them. Just become aware of any sounds and follow them with your awareness for a moment. Now become aware of the sounds that your body is making. Listening to the sound of your breath, the inhale and the exhale. And from here, begin or continue to notice this natural rhythm of your breath. The gentle ebb and flow as you inhale and exhale. Notice the pace of your breath. Notice the depth of your breath. Notice the quality of your breath. And you can continue here with your natural breath, or perhaps begin to count how long it takes for you to take a full deep inhale, and then try to match the exhale to that very same count. So finding an equal breath, noticing how long your inhale takes, and matching the exhale to that very same count. stay with your equal count, or extend the exhale count by one or two, deepening and slowing down your out-breath. And notice how you feel. Long, slow inhale. Long, slow exhale. Finding now just deep, even, effortless breaths when you're ready. Allowing the breath to return to a natural rhythm. No longer counting or controlling or changing. Just breathing, just observing. In Yoga Nidra, we practice Sankalpa. This is our intention or our heart's desire. During today's Nidra, we will take a journey into our own heart space to find our deepest heart desire. So gently draw your attention to the heart center now. Notice the heart, notice your breath. Notice what is here. And take this moment, this opportunity to notice any feeling, emotion, sensation, thought, color, energy that resides here inside your heart space. Notice what you feel. What is present or coming up for you? Any memories, emotions? Is there a desire here? Just notice. And perhaps you already know your Sankalpa. Or perhaps something has just bubbled up here for you now. If that's the case, word your Sankalpa in a positive way in the present tense. Even if you don't feel sure, that's okay. Here are some examples you can use or maybe draw some inspiration from today. My heart is open and receptive. My heart is healing. I am deserving. I am worthy. I am strong. I am open to love. I am brave. I am enough. Based on the landscape of your heart space, create your Sankalpa. Let it come to you. Let it speak to you. And allow it to float through your whole body, repeating it in your mind from the heart through whole body 3 times. Now, begin to allow your attention to float through your body, following the guidance of my voice. Imagine your attention fluidly moving from one point to the next, creating a vibrant emerald green stream of awareness flowing through your body, almost like a green connect the dots. This stream of energy that connects all of the points that you're about to visit. As breath, attention, and this bright green healing light, healing energy, healing stream moves, the body remains in stillness, welcoming the green light, welcoming sensations just as they are, welcoming your experience always just as it is. Begin by drawing your attention and that green energy, green light, to the right hand. Now sensing the tip of the right hand thumb, tip of first finger, tip of second finger, tip of third finger, tip of pinky finger. Green stream flows to and into the palm of the right hand, back of the right hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, underarm, right side of the chest, right ribs top to bottom, right waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, green stream of light at right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right pinky toe, all five toes together, the whole right leg, the whole right arm, the whole right side of the body. A brilliant healing emerald green light illuminating the whole right side of the body. And give some time now for your attention and this healing light to move into, slide into the left thumb, sensing the tip of the left hand thumb, tip of the first finger, second finger, third finger, tip of left pinky finger. Stream of green healing light to the palm, into the palm of the left hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, underarm, left side of the chest, left ribs top to bottom, waist, hip, thigh, left knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the left foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, left pinky toe, all five toes together, the whole left leg, the whole left arm, the whole left side of the body, whole left side of the body illuminated in this emerald green healing light. Now the whole left side of the body and the whole right side of the body together. Can you equally divide your attention between the left and right side of the body? Now sensing the back of the body, sensing the heels, this green light, the calf muscles, backs of the knees, the hamstrings, the buttocks, the whole back of the pelvis, lower back, middle back, upper back, the spine, the entire spine, shoulder blades, back of the neck, back of the head. Now the top or the crown of the head, moving down your front line. Green light infuses your hairline into the forehead, right eyebrow, right temple, right eye, eye socket, right eye resting in the socket, the whole right eye. Then the left eyebrow, left temple, eye, eye socket, the left eye resting in the left socket, whole left eye space, to the space between the eyes. Sensing the space between the eyes, tip of the nose, edge of the nostrils, right and left, the upper lip, lower lip, space between the lips, the tongue, tip of the tongue, root of the tongue, middle of tongue, the jaw, throat, collarbones, right and left, the sternum, center of the chest, heart, center, right side chest, left side chest, heart center, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, the whole front side of the pelvis, the groin. Sensing both legs now, left and right, both legs together. And both arms now, left and right, both arms together. Arms and legs together, the whole torso now, sensing the front and back of the torso, the whole face, sensing the whole torso, whole face together, the whole torso, face, both arms, both legs, the whole body now. Sensing, feeling the whole body illuminated with this healing green light. The whole body as a unified field of pure sensation. Your whole body. And moving the attention back to the breath now. The natural breath in and out without changing or controlling it. Just sensing, feeling, unforced, easy breath. Observe your natural breath in the body. Sensing the ebb and flow, the rise and fall, the subtle pause at the top of the inhalation, the subtle pause at the bottom of the exhalation, the coolness of the air entering your nostrils on the in-breath, the warmth as it exits on the exhale. Feel the breath move in and out. Feel the belly and chest rise on the inhale and fall on the exhale. Just observing, inhale, belly rises. Exhale, belly falls. Belly rises. Belly falls. And as you observe the breath, begin to count the breath backwards from 27 to 0, like this. 27, belly rises. 27, belly falls. 26, belly rises. 26, belly falls. Continue on your own now at your own pace. If you lose track along the way, just begin again back at 27, gently guiding your attention back to counting down the breath. There's plenty of time, there's nowhere to go, nothing else to do, and no need to finish. Just become absorbed in the process of witnessing an easy, natural breath. Belly rises, belly falls, your own pace. If the mind wanders, that's okay. Simply come back to the breath and the count down from 27, taking your time. Begin now to notice the weight of your body. Your body sinking down into the support beneath you, as if the body were sinking down a little more with each breath. Like sinking down into the softest bed you've ever rested on, or sinking back into a cloud, a big pile of soft leaves. Whole body sinking down. Notice how it feels to sink. Allow your body to sink, to drop down now. Then, as if you've flipped onto a floaty in a pool, your body begins to float effortlessly above your supports. Feel levity. Feel at ease as your whole body floats up, 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 feeling as though you were floating on top of a soft, puffy cloud, as though gravity no longer exists. Your body floating, floating, rising up. Notice how it feels to float. Inviting back the sensation of sinking now. Your body sinking into your support. Notice again how it feels to sink. Then welcome back the sensation of floating. Your body floating on a cloud in the sky. Notice again how it feels to float. Then going back and forth between sinking and floating at your own pace. Notice your body sinking. Notice your body floating. Notice how it feels to sink. Notice how it feels to float. Sinking and floating, moving between these two sensations at your own pace. And noticing now if you can sense these two sensations in your body at the same time, sinking and floating together. How do sinking and floating feel in your body at the same time? Now allow your attention to float back to the sternum, the center of your chest, your heart center. And just notice how the heart center feels. Any sensations present? And give time now for attention to drift to the right side of the chest. Feel the right side chest expanding, relaxing with the breath. Right side chest. Allow time now for your attention to drift to the left side of the chest. Feel the left side chest expanding, relaxing with the breath. Left side chest. And then allowing attention to drift back and forth from right side to the left side, taking your time. Experience the right side fully. And then the left side fully. Taking your time, allow for attention to shift across the center, experiencing both sides back and forth from right to left. Left to right, experiencing each side fully before floating back. Then feel both the right and left sides of the chest at the same time. Right and left together, expanding, relaxing as one. The whole chest together. Right and left together. And noticing sensations in the whole chest. The heart center. Attention now resting in the heart center. Allow now your awareness to float from your heart center up to the space behind your eyelids. Notice any darkness or lightness, shapes or patterns, colors beyond the eyelids. attention resting lightly and yet deeply here. And allow images to come and go, experiencing images in as much detail as you are able, feeling them, noticing emotions or felt sensations that may arise with each image. Visualize a beach, a deserted beach, driftwood, a driftwood log on a beach, sunrise over the water, a beautiful sunrise, birds soaring over the water, a cave in the distance. Imagine yourself standing on the beach, your beach, and see the cave off in the distance. Notice the sights around you. Perhaps there is sand, rock, driftwood, birds soaring overhead. The beach smells, ocean smells lightly kiss your nostrils. Notice all the smells in the air. Feel the air on your skin. A light, salty breeze caressing your skin. Cheeks, nose, palms, even fingertips. You notice now with a curious, cheeky grin, glowing green paint on the index finger of your dominant hand. With paint on your finger, you make your way towards the cave entrance, enjoying your stroll on the beach. At the entrance of the cave, you cannot see what is inside, but it feels as though something is calling to you. You feel drawn to explore the cave and learn what is inside. As you enter the cave, everything becomes cool and dark for a short time as your eyes adjust. You feel safe, curious, and protected within this cave. It has a familiar feeling of security, almost home to you. And as you wander further into the cave, your eyes adjust and you look all around you. Notice what is here in this space. Just noticing. And from somewhere deep within the cave, there seems to be a magical, soft, emerald green light. Emanating, glowing, pulsing, alive. This green light is calling to you. You wander deeper into the cave towards this light, and you come across a vast array of beautiful, wondrous gemstones strewn all across the cave. They are the most beautiful, brilliant gems you have ever seen, making up the walls of the cave. Every color, every shade, every hue of green, all the shapes and sizes imaginable. You are in awe of the beauty before you. One green gem in particular calls out to you. Notice the shade of green, what shape this gem is, the size. You walk, you move towards it, your gem, your special gem. And as you approach it, as you get closer to it, You feel as though your heart itself is expanding and opening, as though this gem were a piece of you, returning home. You feel called to rest here with your gem. Touch it. Notice how it feels. Notice the sensations and emotions that this green gem evokes within you. And as you rest here with your gem, you become aware that this cave is a part of you. All of these wondrous, magnificent gems are bits and pieces of you. Bits that you have lost, given away, forgot about. Parts that have been broken and mended back together. Your heart space, expanding and opening more and more. Accepting and welcoming back in all of these little and large pieces of you. Call them back. You become aware once again of your special gem. This gem is so special to you. It rests within your heart space. It abides here always. This gem is your heart's desire. Allow your attention to rest with your special green gem in your heart space. And notice what arises here. Notice any feelings, emotions, memories, or sensations. What is residing here in your heart space? Notice what your heart wants to feel. Just notice. Just notice. Abiding here deep within yourself. Resting back into awareness, spacious awareness, resting deeply. And written in glowing green paint on the walls of the cave, you see the words of your Sankalpa. Bringing your Sankalpa, your intention, back to mind, back to heart. Feel your Sankalpa. Feel what is in your heart space. Feel these words with every fiber of your being. Allowing your Sankalpa to reside deep within this cave and deep within your heart space. Silently repeating your Sankalpa, feeling your Sankalpa 3 times. Letting it radiate throughout the cave, throughout your body and your heart. And with your attention still resting within heart space, notice any emotional tones present here. Notice any sensations, any residual effects of this practice. And slowly begin to become aware of the sounds around you and inside of you. Begin to become aware of your body. Feel your body. Become aware of its existence, aware of all the contact points between your body and the surface below you. Head, arms, hands, back. Your hips touching down your legs, where your feet, your heels contact the surface. And gently draw your attention back to the breath, noticing breath, unforced, easy breath, witnessing the natural breath in the body. And then beginning to deepen the breath, slowly waking the body a little more with each inhale breath. When and if you're ready, you could start to bring movement back into the body one little bit at a time, maybe wiggling fingers, toes, rotating wrists and ankles, gentle movements of head and neck. Perhaps on an in-breath, taking a huge full body stretch, whatever feels good and right, any movement, any stillness here. And in your own time, remain on your back, find your way, curled up to your favorite side, your bottom arm as your pillow. Come to belly or to a seat. And pause here for a few, for as many moments as you need. Allowing yourself the time and space to come fully back into this moment. No rush here. You can stay as long as you like. Feel your heart. Notice how you feel. Our sorrows and wounds are healed when we touch them with the light of breath, love, compassion, and awareness. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.